Nuclea Biotechnologies is now manufacturing and marketing its own cancer-detecting test. With the acquisition of Wilex Incorporated of Cambridge in September, the company is now offering the HER2NU blood test. CEO Pat Maracca says the test can detect whether people diagnosed with early stages of breast cancer have a chance of it recurring.
Is for really women that are diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, usually stage one. And those women usually do very well with therapy, radiation therapy, and some surgery. The problem is that there's a subset of those women that recur within a five-year period. They have actually an aggressive cancer, but it's missed early on, not because of anybody's fault, but just because of genetics. The HER2NU gene is expressed in protein form when it circulates in blood, and you can actually pick it up using our test.
Breast cancer is the most frequently diagnosed cancer in women. The American Cancer Society estimates more than 230,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer just this year. Blood from 80 patients can be run through the robot-driven machines that take about 6 hours to produce results, a time that includes incubation periods. Christina Percy runs the test for Nuclea.
We have different periods of incubation, and then we add another detector antibody, which is also specific for HER2. And then we add a conjugate and a substrate, which causes the sandwich reaction to happen, in the end causing a color change, which is how we read the plate on our plate reader. It reads the color.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved use of the test to monitor protein levels for males and females diagnosed with breast cancer. Here's Maracca.
So after a woman has breast cancer, you want to make sure that serum HER2NU level is very low. If it's high, then you have a problem. That means you have a recurrence of the tumor somewhere.
Also, the test is now being covered by Medicare Part B, allowing Nuclea to be reimbursed. Maracca says testing for HER2NU has been around for a while. He worked with Encore to develop tissue testing in 1999, but says this new test is easier to administer and more effective.
This test that is currently used is a tissue-based test, and you have to wait for it to be removed from surgery, and you can't really go back to it. It doesn't give you any updated information. This test is actually a blood draw. So it's minimally invasive. You can draw the person's blood as many times as you want to. You can test as many times as you want to, and you get real-time information.
Maracca says the next step for Nuclea is selling the product, something the private company hasn't been tasked with before. He says the company is currently developing a sales and marketing team.
So we have two ways to be able to do this. We can actually offer it through our clinical lab or sell it as a kit to other hospitals and other laboratories to perform it themselves.
Maracca says each kit costs about $2,200 and, without giving specific numbers, adds that sales have been robust so far. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.